The Sonoma County Youth Ecology Corps began its seventh season last week. It's a summer employment program that offers work experience, job skills training, and an outdoor education component.
We take this year approximately 140 kids, and we pay them to work. Most of the work is done in crew work in our community parks and Ag and Open Space District and regional parks with the water agency. And they do conservation work, fuel abatement so that our fire risk is lowered, and they do basically good work in the community.
Karen Fries is the assistant director of the Sonoma County Human Services Department. They oversee the program, a complex collaboration between county agencies, local nonprofits and businesses, and a lengthy list of varied funders that support an equally diverse core of young workers.
These are all kinds of kids. We have funding from various sources. Some target at-risk kids, low-income kids, kids on probation, just normal kids from the neighborhoods, and they apply for work. They go through a screening process, and all of the kids are wearing the exact same shirt. So no matter where they come from, they come together as a team, and nobody knows who's funded with what, and they're all just become part of a crew.
Their ages range from 14 to 24. About 40% are girls, and for many of the youth, this is their first real job. The pay is minimum wage, a little more for crew leaders, and they do serious physical labor.
The crews keep back blackberries. They take all the dead materials out of the trees and bushes. They reduce fire. They make a more habitable place for Sonoma County residents to visit. They clear out a lot of the visual lines so that when people are walking or biking, it's a much safer area.
And, says Fries, many of them come back to do it again and again.
We have had a number of young people come back year after year. In fact, some of the very first employees of this program are now working full-time for the water agency, and it's a career ladder. It's a really great pipeline into the kind of work that we do in the county.
Gustavo Contreras is one such veteran of the program. He's been active with it since the Youth Ecology Corps was launched back in 2007.
Back then, I needed to work, and I was out of school. My friends were doing it, so I got involved in it. I was in the youth career the first year. I started working with the water agency after that as a seasonal, and I kept at that, and I moved up the ladder, and then I got on full-time this last year.
Now, Contreras enjoys being an elder role model for newcomers, such as Raul Ojeda, who was enjoying his first few days on the job.
It seemed interesting, and it seemed like a good opportunity for a first job, so I kind of went for it. It's pretty fun so far. Interesting, meeting new people, learning new things. It's pretty fun.
The 8-week program has become a widely emulated model for its network of partnering agencies and funders, but summer jobs of this sort have been around for decades, and they can be life-changing experiences. Just ask Craig Anderson, executive director of one of those partner nonprofits, Land Paths.
It's opening doors for these kids, possibilities of not just avocation, but occupation. It's how I started in this work. I was 17 and I got a job straight out of high school working with parks, and it literally brought me to where I am right now. Ultimately, it's about health. This is about health of land, health of people, health of communities, and these kids are going to forge connections here this summer that they won't be able to find any other way.
Another reason, perhaps, that many of them return for multiple seasons. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.